Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, lumber prices soften, but will they last? Well, if you haven't been paying attention, the story of the first half of 2021 was lumber prices were insane. And if you've followed me or you've checked in on me on social media, you've seen that I got kind of vocal about that in about May and June of this year when prices were at record highs. And we did several posts and pictures showing what the value of $1,000 of lumber was last year and then where it was in May. And visually, it was very stunning. It went viral. And I think it helped. It definitely created a lot of awareness. I'd got meetings with politicians. Some of them were laughing about the photo, saying that was exactly, you know, what people needed to see. So it was good to see that. I know the National Association of Builders has been working very hard as well at the Capitol, working on supply chain issues and working with, you know, the Canadian government on supply and increasing supply. There's all sorts of issues with resins, with the plant down in Texas. There's just high demand and, you know, a weakening supply just due to labor situations and all sorts of things. So there was a lot of stuff going on that caused this. There wasn't really one thing that attributed to this. However, there were a few manufacturers and things, Weyerhaeuser, for example, that recorded record profits, just ridiculous amounts of money. So there were people that profited off this, unfortunately. For many builders like myself and other builders around the country, many of them were either forced to cancel contracts or they absorbed some of these prices. I took the route of absorbing the prices. I have a bunch of jobs closing that probably aren't going to be very pretty, but we got our customers' homes built. We did everything we promised and then some. You know, it is what it is. But the good news is that lumber prices are finally softening. Now, we saw in late July, the futures market really start to drop. And of course, people don't always understand. They always see the futures price and they think, well, hey, the lumber price has dropped. Yay, everything's fixed. It's like, no, that's not exactly how things work. That's not how the supply chain works. This takes weeks for materials to get through the supply chain. So if you have a lumber yard and they paid, let's say, $10 for a 2x4, and the future price on the 2x4 goes down to, let's say, $6, they don't automatically change their price to $6 because they have all these $10 studs sitting in their lot. So they have to sell off some of those, buy some of the cheaper 2x4s, and then, you know, reduce their inventory cost. So it's one of those things where they can't just drop their price because they already paid for it. They'd lose money. And it's the same with any other product. It's the same with, you know, when oil, and there's an issue with oil. You know, let's say there's an oil spill in the Gulf. Well, the next day, the price of gas, let's say it's $2.50, it could go up to 3.25 overnight. But as soon as the oil spills cleaned up and the issue is solved, it doesn't mean that the gas price goes down the next day. Sometimes it takes a month, 2 months, 3 months for those issues to work itself out and the pricing to renormalize. And that's the same thing with lumber. So I'm here to report today the good news that lumber, as of the end of August here in 21, has dropped down. And I'm going to give you some numbers so you guys can kind of chew on this and know where we're at with our numbers. So let's look back because I want to kind of track this. We're not quite to a year with this, but the craziness over the last year. So in October of 2020, I looked back on a job that we had lumber delivered on, And I tracked OSB, both 7/16 and 3/4 inch OSB. And I also tracked 2x4s and 2x6s. So just, I'm going to give you some basic quantities so that way you guys know I did my math, I did my numbers, I did it consistently. So there's no funny business here whatsoever. A 2,400 square foot home, pretty typical home, especially in our area, had 140 sheets of 7/16 OSB, 86 sheets of 3/4 inch OSB, 270 2x4 studs, and 400 2x6 studs. And overall price for that material on that job, this is not the full lumber package, by the way. This is just studs and sheathing. No LVLs, no other materials, just studs and sheathing. We're at a little over $11,000 for that quantity of material. Okay? So keep that in mind, about 11 grand. All right, June of 21. So this is pretty much when things peaked. Unfortunately for me, I had a lot of jobs going at this time that needed lumber, and I was paying these really stupid prices. Again, the OSB, 7/16, 3/4, 2x4s, 2x6, same exact quantity of material, $21,581.90. We'll make sure that we go all the way to the end here for good measure. So $21,581.90. Whereas in October, only, you know, 8 months earlier roughly, was $11,000. So it went up 95.1%, nearly doubled in price just for those materials. And I would say that's about, you know, a third of your lumber package. So seeing that price double on those materials is just mind-bending. And it was getting to the point where, you know, enough's enough. And it was ridiculous. So anyway, June of 21, and this was actually June 7th was the date that I had the lumber quote, if you want to really pin this down. And I can go over, let's go over just the material prices real quick in June, just so you can see how crazy it was. So 7/16 OSB, $42 a sheet, was 23. The 3/4 inch OSB in June was $51.80 a sheet, normally $31 a sheet. A 2x4, 8 foot 2x4 was $12.93, and last fall it was $5 on average. And then a 2x6, $19.39 was $9.25 for 2x6. So you can see some of these things over doubled in price, some were slightly under, but wow, what a shock. Now you can see why pricing got so high so quickly. Now for the good news. As of the end of August, August 30th, 2021, just got an updated lumber quote on a home. And this was a home that I was unable to start building earlier in the year. And thank goodness, because the numbers have come down. So overall, you know, we talked about that 11,000 back in October. We talked about 21,500 roughly in June. As of August 30th, we're down to 12,250 for those same materials. So that OSB sheathing is now 2780 for 7/16. So it's about $4 higher than where it was in October. So getting pretty close to those numbers. That's good. 3/4 inch OSB, $45 in change for a sheet. That was $31. That's still pretty high. That's a lot higher than it needs to be, but it has come down. Went down almost $6 a sheet, so that's good. All right, your 2x4s, $5.15. So almost back to October pricing, just slightly higher, almost the same pricing though, so that's very encouraging. 2x6s are actually slightly less than they were back in October. So that actually has went down. So the only thing that's really quite a bit higher is the thicker 3/4 inch OSB. There are still issues with that, with the resins. That seems to be the main issue at this point. So overall, lumber has come down, but it is still up 10.7% from October. So we've still seen nearly an 11% increase in lumber costs, almost year over year. We're getting close. So it'll be interesting to see when I do an end of September, October lumber check here to see year over year where we ended up. But we have still seen inflation. We've seen nearly 11% increase in lumber if these prices hold going into the next month here. Again, a lot of reasons why the pricing has went down. We've seen builders put projects on hold. We've seen customers say no, reject purchasing at this point. We have seen a reduction in demand, and things were just going so crazy so fast. And I think there was a lot of pressure on not only the lumber mills to get more shipments going, get their product out. There was pressure, from the government. All those kind of things were happening. And I think, obviously a lot of awareness. There was a lot of articles in the paper. And so everyone kind of put their focus on this and realized that housing is very important. And we need to make sure that, we have plenty of supply of those products. So that's the good news. If you're a consumer, the bad news is that other things are going up as well and have went up and probably not going to go down immediately. So you may not see, say, a $10,000 reduction on the cost of your next home with your builder because these items went down. Other things have went up in the meantime. I've had a window increase. I've had a drywall increase. I've had a heating increase. My plumber has hit me with an increase. And there's probably some other ones that I'm forgetting about, but although we may see a $10,000 reduction from the peak, that doesn't mean that you're going to see a $10,000 reduction in price because we've had other increases. So maybe see a couple thousand dollars. You might just see some incentives pop up from builders. I think that's going to be the most likely scenario because just as quickly as they went up, and as quickly as they went down, they could go right back up again. We obviously have a hurricane that just happened down in Louisiana that's causing some destruction. That's going to require rebuilding and more material. So I can only imagine what's going to happen again with pricing. But that's kind of where things are at. So it's softened. If you are thinking about buying, it is a really good time to talk to your builder and potentially move forward now with the project. The numbers have come down a bit, and they're much more palatable. So if you're thinking about building, do it now. Take advantage of these lower prices. Get that low interest rate and get your house built and get it locked in before later next year when rates are expected to increase. So hopefully you guys found this super helpful. Again, this is something that I'm passionate about, making sure we keep prices in check, keep things affordable, and keep the message out there, keep the awareness out there, and keep the pressure on everybody to make sure that we keep housing affordable for everyone.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.